Massachusetts Senior Senator John Kerry this week took the most important step of his move to the State Department when he testified before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. The 2004 Democratic presidential nominee was received warmly as he answered questions from the same table that launched his public career as a Vietnam veteran and critic 4 decades earlier. Boston Globe reporter Brian Bender covered the hearings, and he joins us now. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So unlike many of the public hearings that we've seen before the Senate recently, namely Hillary Clinton's, this was a very genial affair, it seemed.
It was striking, the extent to which Kerry was treated with kid gloves, if you will. Normally, an Obama administration appointee would face some tougher questioning. But these are senators that John Kerry has worked with for many years. I think they see him as a breath of fresh air, particularly after the Benghazi scandal or the questions over the attack on the U.S. consulate in Libya last fall. And, you know, he's bound to get an easy vote that will probably come this week and will very shortly be Secretary of State.
Is this an example of the Senate flexing its muscles in the way that the publicly floated notion of Susan Rice taking over state was quickly batted down? But many of the senators on this panel seem to boost Kerry even before these hearings.
Well, I think John Kerry is a known quantity for the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. He's still currently the chairman of this actual committee until he gets elevated to Secretary of State. And, you know, I think they see in him someone who's going to answer their calls, who's going to be accessible to them. And even though they certainly have questions about Obama's foreign policy, particularly the Republicans on that committee, I think they see Kerry as a balance arbiter and somebody who, quite frankly, has spent much of his adult life preparing for this job. He knows the world. He knows the players. And I think there's a lot of confidence in that on both sides of the aisle.
In the hearings, Kerry echoed what had been brought up in the inauguration speech earlier in the week by President Obama, which was a call to combat climate change. For the Democrats, this has become an annual rallying cry, if not more often than that. But was it unusual for a Secretary of State candidate to bring it up so publicly?
I think John Kerry has cared about climate change, has been trying to find ways to address it for a number of years. I mean, he probably goes back as long as Al Gore does in caring about this issue. And I think as Secretary of State, he sees an opportunity to perhaps accomplish some things that he couldn't in the Senate. He proposed legislation back in 2009 to curb carbon emissions. It didn't go anywhere. But on the world stage, he now has sort of a megaphone where he can presumably try and convince other countries, particularly China, which, you know, any solution to climate change is going to have to include China because they're such a polluter. So I think he's looking at this job as an opportunity to really elevate the issue internationally and possibly even try and ink some sort of treaties that in some ways could go around the legislative process in the U.S. Congress.
What were some of the other answers that Kerry gave that might betray where his interests are as Secretary of State, some various hotspots around the world?
Well, there were a lot of questions about Iran. Clearly, there's concern about the nuclear program there, where Kerry's going to try and take diplomacy in dealing with that. Syria was another hot issue because it's a hot war, a hot civil war that's going on, and in which there doesn't appear to be very many good solutions on how to deal with that. I thought it was interesting. Kerry came back to a particular theme over and over again, which was economics as foreign policy. This notion that the world is so much more interconnected, that China, for example, is, you know, all over Africa seeking new markets, and he made this claim that we're not doing that. There's a lot of places where America isn't in the game, is how he put it. And he also made a very impassioned plea for Congress dealing with America's fiscal issues at home. That basically he will not have very much credibility, he said, overseas when he's trying to deal with some of these foreign policy problems trying to advance U.S. interests unless the U.S. has its fiscal house in order. So that was one thing that he came back to repeatedly, which was economics is foreign policy is economics.
You also wrote a sidebar from the hearings that pointed out that this was a usual place to see John Kerry in American history in the past 40 years. He, of course, rose to national prominence when he testified on the Vietnam War. There was a moment in this testimony where he almost got choked up talking about his dad. What did this mean for John Kerry to come back to where it all started for him and earlier just in his family legacy?
You know, the Foreign Relations Committee has sort of kind of been this strain that has run through John Kerry's public life. He testifies before this committee in April of 1971 as a recently returned combat veteran from Vietnam, very vocally opposed to the war. That's where he comes to national prominence. He then, when he gets to the Senate, he serves on the Foreign Relations Committee for several decades. And then he's elevated to chairman back in 2009. And it was striking, at one point, he's talking about growing up the son of a foreign service officer, Richard Kerry, his father, was posted to a number of overseas embassies as Kerry was growing up. And he did get choked up where he talked about the Foreign Service and the sacrifices they make, the difficulties sometimes they're operating in. And, you know, it was interesting. His brother, Cameron Kerry, was also on hand at the hearing last week. And he had been there back in 1971 when his older brother testified against the Vietnam War. And I think for John Kerry, but also for the Kerry family, this is the end of a journey that John Kerry began almost when he was a child. And he's kind of reached the pinnacle where I think he sees this job as Secretary of State as his last real big opportunity to sort of leave a legacy. And I think that's what he intends to do. You know, he almost was president of the United States. He didn't get that in 2004. And in some ways, I think after that loss, he saw Secretary of State as being something that he was prepared to do and that if all of the stars aligned politically, that he might actually get a chance to do. And that's where he's arrived.
You can read Brian Bender's reporting in the Boston Globe, and he's on Twitter at GlobeBender. Brian, thank you so much.
Thanks. Anytime.